Greetings, my friend. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad that I get to share the Word of God. And I'm blessed in my own heart as I am in the Word, and I trust that you are too. Today, I want to consider the large subject of knowing God. Scripture has much to say about knowing God. I'd like to get into it a little bit. The reality of needing to know Him, being able to know Him, and the necessity to know Him. So, I want to start off with a verse in Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 11. This verse says, "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." Now, I don't want you to be confused with this verse. It is talking about some future time when Christ has come back, and He has set up His kingdom, and everyone in His kingdom will know Him. It's not that way today. It's not that way on this earth in our time. There are many that don't know Him. And there are some that know Him to some extent. But all of us can grow in our knowledge of Him, as Colossians teaches us, grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now let's look at a verse in Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And it says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." So here are some people that have a knowledge of God, but they don't want it. They don't want the knowledge of God. They don't like to retain it in their mind. They'd like to get rid of their knowledge of God. They'd like to just put God out of the picture. And it says, God gives them over to a reprobate mind. God is doing a very sensible thing. When there's someone that doesn't want to know about God, that's the most foolish thing that a person can want to do. If there is a God that has created heaven and earth and created you and I and holds all things together by the word of His power, surely we should want to know Him. Surely we should want to know who He is, what He's about, what He wants from us, and how to please Him. If we put Him out of our mind and don't want anything to do with Him, guess what? There's coming a day where God will judge. And those that have put Him out, God will also reject. He has very plainly said so. If we are ashamed of Him, He will be ashamed of us. Surely, we should want to know about God and know Him of a truth. So if we don't, God does, like I said, a very reasonable thing. He gives them over to a reprobate mind, or a mind that doesn't think rightly anymore, doesn't function rightly anymore, and it calls good evil and evil good, and it everything's upside down with this reprobate mind. But I trust there's greater things going on in your mind than that. I trust that you're not there, that you want the knowledge of God, and that's why you're called in. That's why you're wanting to be in the Word, because you want to know God. And I am very thankful for that. Now let's look at a verse in Romans 10, chapter 2. Paul is writing, and he says, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." So here were some people that were zealous. They had a religious zeal, but it wasn't according to knowledge. By the way, this knowledge is speaking of precise and correct knowledge. It's speaking of knowing that which is, knowing the truth, knowing things as they really are, and knowing them precisely, not just vaguely from a distance, but precisely. So that's the way we should know God. That's the way we want to know God. Let's not be taken up with a zeal of God, but lacking knowledge. We are bound to be deceived if that's the case. Now, in some positive verses about knowing God, Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. So God is far above what our minds can wrap around and grasp. But we can still know him, and we can gain knowledge of him, even though his ways are past finding out, even though it's so much greater and higher than what we can ever fully discover. There are many, many ways that God does reveal him, and God does make himself known. We are thankful for that. And I'm encouraging you today to tap into all that God is revealing about himself to you. There are many ways that we can learn of him. Colossians 1:10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord and unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. All of us can increase in the knowledge of God. No matter how much we know, no matter where we're at, there's always more, always more. 2 Peter 1:2, listen to this. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Do you need grace and peace? Do you need more grace and peace than what you have? I need more grace and peace than what I have. I need more, 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 more. And I see people all around. I see people in the streets and in the marketplace, and I see people at the counseling centers and in psych wards that need more of, they need more grace and more peace. Here, the scripture tells us how to get it. It's through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Remember, correct and precise knowledge of God. That will multiply the grace and peace that you experience. Listen, it doesn't just add on to what you already have. It doesn't just tack on interest where gradually it becomes a little more. No, it says it be multiplied unto you. So, go for it. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Just a little further in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a whole list of adding to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. A whole list of things that we should add unto ourselves. And if we do these things, it says, we will not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowledge of him will increase. As his virtue, as his character increases in us, knowledge of him will increase also. And here is the verse I partially quoted earlier, 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Well, I think I'll stop at that. And the rest of the week, I would like to look at different ways, different avenues that we can hear from God, learn from Him, learn of Him, and increase in knowledge of Him. That's what we want to do. May the Lord bless you, and may these things come to fruition in my life and in your life. God bless you.